What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to the news, we're talking about how the settlers are storming the Muslim sites in Nablus. This is something we're starting to see all over. Of course, we know about how the settlers have been going into the Al-Aqsa Mosque on an almost daily basis now. And ever since Netanyahu took back the rule banning members of the Knesset from going to Al-Aqsa, going to the Temple Mount, three have now visited under heavy guard. This is clearly Netanyahu's attempt to provoke a reaction, to trigger a new intifada that he could use to justify just uncorking all of Israel's military on the Palestinians. So Israel's culture minister, Miri Regev, wants to submit a cultural loyalty bill that would allow her to cut state funding to cultural institutions which violate the so-called Nakba law. Now, the Nakba law basically criminalizes the commemoration of the disaster, the tragedy. And obviously, the Nakba Day sits right on top of the celebration of Israel's birthday. And Israel wants a purely positive image on their birthday. And so they're punishing people who remember that Israel was built on land stolen from the Palestinians. Israel loves to use the law to basically silence things they don't want people to hear, like the Nakba law, like the Holocaust, and so forth and so on. And so Israel's culture minister wants the powers to punish the violators economically. Now, somebody started a rumor that the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine was going to cut the salaries of the 22,000 employees they have in Gaza. That's a lot of employees. I mean, if you look about it, Gaza is about the size, roughly the size of Chicago. So 22,000 is a lot. But yesterday, the UN denied all these reports and said it was false, it was incorrect. More fake news. Now, you probably remember a while ago, back in 2016, there was this incident that was caught on video and outraged the world, where there was a Palestinian who was wounded and lying on the ground and not presenting a threat, and this IDF soldier just walked up and shot him in cold blood. And that was Elor Azaria. And he received a very light sentence. And when he was recently released, and when he returned to the scene of the crime, he was greeted like a conquering prince, a hero. You know, the Israelis love what he did. They think it was great. And again, I don't think they appreciate the optics, what it looks like to the rest of the world. Now, a lot of people are still talking about Jared Kushner's ultimate deal. This is a great deal. It's a wonderful deal. It's wonderful for Israel. But it's totally one-sided. It would strip the Palestinian people of their dignity. And basically what it comes down to is an offer of easing the suffering of the Palestinian people if they will stop demanding their right to return. To just give up any pretenses of justice and ownership of their land, even though the United Nations promised a right of return, even though Israel promised a right of return to become a member of the UN. Kushner's deal is, forget all about that, you know, not going to happen. We'll bring you some jobs, we'll give you some money, and Israel says they'll let a little more food in if you'll just go for all of this. And to nobody's surprise, the Palestinians are not interested in that because they want their homes back. They want their traditional lands back. And they're very angry that bit by bit, Israel is chipping away at land that does not belong to them. and the world turns a blind eye, and the United States aids and abets. Now, here's an article. This is out of the Electronic Intifada, and basically says Israel right now has reached the point they want to break Gaza once and for all, to just absolutely trash it so that they're never going to come back and start asking for pesky things like decent food and water, medical care, or medical supplies. And Israel, like I said, there's clearly provocations with all these settlers going into all these Muslim sites. And it looks like there's a new intifada and a new war in the offering. And this could be the last one. And I think Israel's attitude, knowing that the Hasbara has failed, knowing that people are not believing that the world's sixth most powerful military nation is terrified of helium balloons set on fire, we may see Israel just go on into Gaza and literally scrub it on out, annex the West Bank, and just say, now, it's over and done with. Go ahead and scream and shout, because we don't care what you think. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. West Point graduate and author Major Danny Surgeon told Watching the Hawks that the war on terror is actually a battle for basic hegemony in the Middle East. You think? And saying it's going to go on indefinitely. It's a perpetual war. And that was certainly the agenda coming out of the Project for the New American Century, where they were talking about a century of unending war to bring the entire world under the domination of the United States, which meant under the domination of Israel. Now, Lockheed is doubling Patriot missile production. They're getting a lot of new orders coming in from all these areas where tensions are rising, and they're coming on out with an advanced capability, three missile segment enhancer, or the PAC-3 MSE, which has a larger dual pulse solid rocket motor and larger control fins that double the missile's reach and improve performance. So they're out there with the new improved Patriot, and they're all making money, because that's what all this war is all about. Scaring ordinary people into surrendering their money so they can build weapons. Reminds me of a quote from George Bernard Shaw from his book, Man and Superman, the chapter called Don Juan in Hell. There is nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons. And it does certainly seem to be true. I mean, we'll go on out to trade shows, and they're showing off, well, like cars and trucks, and, you know, and they're excited about what they're doing. But boy, you go to a military demonstration, air show, and the weapons on display, and you can just see how puffed up they are. It's like the energy is there. The adrenaline is there. Now, we haven't heard a lot about Yemen. For some reason, it has fallen off the corporate media schedule, if you will. The battle for Hodeidah is still raging on. Saudi Arabia has made gains up that coastline south of Hodeidah. And again, a humanitarian crisis, and you're not supposed to hear about it while we all fret about whether Donald Trump had sex with a playmate. But Saudi Arabia has issued a royal pardon for everything their soldiers have done in Yemen. And this was a response to criticism from the United Nations about some of the reported atrocities. And Saudi officials are saying, we're not doing anything wrong. But ultimately, they were able to get the UN to say that Saudi Arabia will be allowed to investigate its own forces and police themselves. And this pardon shows none of that is going to matter. Nothing will be done. The conquering hordes are immune. The Turkish foreign minister has just announced that Russia will deliver the first batch of S-400 anti-missile defense system batteries to Turkey in late 2019, and goes on to say that Western allies should not question Turkey's purchase of the Russian system. They simply went with the best weapon at the best price. But the United States and other NATO allies are saying they're concerned about the deal. They're concerned about the deal. Worries that the S-400 systems will detect NATO systems as a foe. Well, that's what IFF is for, identification friend or foe. Now, getting on back to our much beleaguered F-35, the Pentagon, specifically the Air Force, is getting ready to have a fly-off between the F-35 and an A-10 tank buster. And apparently a big selling point about the F-35 was its ability to support ground troops in realistic combat situations. So they're getting ready to have this fly-off, but already there are allegations that the tests are being rigged to make the F-35 look like it's doing a really good job. After all, the A-10 Thunderbolt is 40 years old, but it has been an amazingly effective aircraft. But there's already allegations that the tests are being manipulated to favor the F-35. And we've seen this before, and this goes all the way back to the Pentagon Wars, and I've talked about this before. It was a book and followed by a movie, and it's based on the true story of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle and this one officer who was trying to get the straight dope on just where this project was and where it was going and after how much it had cost. So it's out there on the internet someplace, and if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's directed by Richard Benjamin. We have been talking about the poor quality of American weapons in general. There are all kinds of problems with the Gerald R. Ford, Independence-class littoral combat ships, Freedom-class littoral combat ships. And we were talking about how the Zumwalt stealth destroyer has drivetrain problems and is not all that stable in a heavy sea because of that inverted bow. Well, the second Zumwalt class destroyer, the Michael Mansour, is going to have a main turbine engine replaced before the ship can sail to San Diego. And apparently the turbine blades were damaged during the sea trials. These things are fragile. Yeah, I mean, but it looks good tied up to the docks. I mean, that's got to be worth something here. I remember years ago, as part of a charity thing, Claire and I got the super deluxe inside tour of the battleship Missouri, where we got to go way down below decks and see the combat areas and hold the triggers on the guns and all the rest of it. And it was very obvious that ship was built to take a beating. It was built on the assumption that it was going to have to be out at sea, away from where it could be repaired. It was going to have to survive a beating. In fact, for those of you who come to Hawaii and visit Pearl Harbor and visit the Missouri, on the starboard side, back about two-thirds from the bow to the stern, there is a very slight dent in the railing, the combing there, which is where a kamikaze plane hit it. Now, fortunately, the bomb in the kamikaze plane didn't explode, but they slammed an entire plane into that ship, and it was a minor dent. Coat of fresh paint, no big deal. And as a historical footnote, the captain of the Missouri gave the pilot a proper military bury, let's see, brothers in arms, as it were. Over in Kuwait, the U.S. has been building a new military logistics hub, basically a military warehouse, big box store. $32 million this cost. It's nearly finished. And apparently they're installing new communications cables and antenna systems. So when they say logistics, they're talking about communications. It's going to be basically a big telephone hub. And they're putting in these antenna systems that will enable both the U.S. and Kuwaiti air forces to operate out of Cargo City, which will be the main aerial debarkation point in the Middle East, the U.S. Air Force 386th Expeditionary Wing will be doing that. And so the U.S. is still putting bases all over the Middle East. So let's talk about the economic news here, because it's not all that good. We're looking at this coming trade war. And there's an interesting article that came on out from Asia Times on how America's Achilles heel in a trade war is its consumption. And it's saying something that I said the other day, that as the tariffs start to hit and turn into noticeable price increases, consumer spending could crumple. We don't have the extra money to pay the cost of the tariffs. And we could see, I mean, the consumer economy is already overstressed. We've seen it with retail Mageddon. You go down to the shopping malls, you see the retail vacancies. All the iconic retailers who've gone out of business, like Toys R Us, we just don't have that money. It's just not there. And I understand why Trump wanted to do the tariffs. I'm just not sure the timing was all that great. It all depends. What will make this work is if domestic American manufacturers operating right on our soil can get up to speed quickly enough to provide lower cost versions of the products that we need and get them into the stores, get them into that supply chain, then it will work. If they can't, and Americans are just paying that higher price for their goods because of the tariffs, it's going to slow down our consumer spending even more. People are going to start learning to do without. You'll see sales of these things really start to drop. The big box stores are already upset over all of this. Now, a lot of people are saying, if we're looking at a full-on trade war, what can happen? And there is concern that China is in a position to really go after U.S. tech firms, that China is capable of retaliating by simply deciding not to manufacture things anymore and succumb to the tariffs. Apple, in particular, is very vulnerable to China's retaliation, because Apple manufactures all of their computers, the iPhone, the iWatch, the iPad. They're all manufactured in China. And so this could get really, really ugly. And if there is something like an iPad or iPhone or iWatch that you have been wanting to buy, you need to get it now. We may be in a situation where certain imported products are not just more expensive, they're simply unavailable. So you need to think that through very, very carefully. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we will be back after these few words from our sponsors. So stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, Republic Broadcasting does need your help. It needs your support. It needs your love. And especially if Hillary is running again in 2020, it's going to be a long, long fight. And we need all the help we can get. There's no such thing as too small of a donation. So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to call in a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And I know you're tired of hearing me constantly out here doing the beg, and I have to be honest, I'm tired of having to do the beg, but it's necessary right now. So Republic Broadcasting needs you. Getting on back to the news here, there's another aspect to the trade war with China, and it has to do with the rare earth metals, which have become indispensable to high-tech electronics, especially those used in the military. We're talking about minerals like dysprosium, europium, neodymium, lanthanum, and yttrium. And they have all these high-tech applications and a history of scarcity, except that China has a lot of them. And that if we get into a trade war, we could find American companies basically cut off because domestic supplies are nowhere near enough to keep things going here. Now, one of the reasons why this pending deal with North Korea would be a good idea is it turns out North Korea has a pretty sizable store of these rare earth minerals. And I think it would be a good idea to stop making stink face at North Korea, let the Koreas reunify, and just go on in there and make a deal with North Korea so that China is not able to weaponize their rare earth minerals. But hey, nobody in Washington, D.C. listens to me anyway. Bank of America is issuing a warning saying that if the U.S. gets its way with Iran, oil could spike to $120. Now, the U.S. is trying to get countries to stop buying Iranian oil, although Mike Pompeo is out there saying they may issue waivers to certain favored companies or nations. But they basically want to choke Iran up. They want to starve the people of Iran to the point of rebellion. That's what they're trying to get going here. But it means that there will be global shortages. Now, the United States has been bringing more of their oil and gas online. The U.S. itself is on the verge of being the largest oil producer on Earth. There have been some hiccups along the way, like the Gulf oil disaster and the fracking problems. So I don't think we have to worry about a domestic supply. But as scarcity goes up, demand goes up, the price goes up. We'll all pay it. Except China, yesterday we were talking about over in China, an independent Chinese refiner was saying he was going to stop importing oil from the United States and start importing Iranian crude. And as of today, has started to do exactly that. So Iran has a customer for their oil and the U.S. less so. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Kevin in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I've been listening to Stu Webb, StuWebb.com, for quite a while. And he's always talking about Larry Mizell, who runs the Jewish mob out in Denver, and Norman Brownstein, the Bush family attorney and such, how he paid off, you know, through Chubb Securities, Bill Clinton's payment to Paula Jones and such. I'm not hearing anyone at Republic Broadcasting talk about the Jewish mob out in Denver. Why is that?
Probably because none of us live in Denver. We're dealing with the immediate issues of the war, the politics and the corruption.
Right, the Jewish mob owns the Bushes and Clintons, Rivero. Get your fucking act together.
Okay, we're going to drop you here right now because we do not allow that language on there. And we're going to ban him as well. I have a real problem with people who come onto my show and think they have a right to decide what the show will be about. And I have another problem with people who come on in here pushing Jew this, Jew that, because that only allows our distractors to say, oh, they're anti-Semites, they're Jew haters over there. Yes, this guy may be over there in Denver, but there's been nothing newsworthy happen in Denver to justify paying attention to it at this moment. So we're going to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as we mentioned yesterday, Israel has been spraying agricultural land in Gaza with very powerful herbicides, supposedly for security, to basically kill all the vegetation so that the Israelis can keep watch on the Gazans. But this is where the Gazans get a lot of their food. And there may have been an economic motive there, because if the Gazans can't grow their own food, well, then they have to basically buy it from Israel. Well, that one has backfired. Because the Palestinian Ministry of Agriculture in the Gaza Strip has just announced it will stop importing Israeli fruits in response of the occupation's closure of the commercial crossing with the besieged enclave, along with Israel's use of herbicides along the border fence. So we've got to get some humanitarian aid in there. These people are being starved to death. It's the world's largest open-air prison. And nobody wants to do anything about it. There we are. Okay. Meanwhile, Trump is threatening sanctions on European investors in the Russian pipeline, the Nord Stream 2. Now, Russia wants to build the Nord Stream 2 to basically get oil and gas into Germany without going through Ukraine. at which point it can then shut the valve to Ukraine because Ukraine has been taking oil and gas and not paying for it. But as long as Europe was on the other side of that pipeline, Russia couldn't shut that valve. And so now Trump is out there saying that anybody who invests in the Nord Stream 2 will be hit with sanctions. Here a sanction, there a sanction, everywhere a sanction. And I'm sure people are getting pretty darn sick of that as well. Because if you think about those pipelines and their rights of way, those are major, major assets because they don't carry the oil and gas for free. There is a fee to be paid. And of course, where those pipelines begin and end is of strategic importance, very often military as well. So Trump is out there throwing his weight around. And let's see, I'm getting a headline here. Well, it's just Trump says he's declares victory at NATO, doesn't say what it is he's done here. So, again, Trump is throwing his weight around and telling the European investors they are not allowed to do business with Russia. They're not allowed to invest in the Nord Stream 2. Turning over to the Brexit crisis, Theresa May has mere days to save herself and her version of the Brexit deal as a no-confidence vote looms. Tory Brexiteers now claim they have 48 fellow members of parliament who are willing to submit letters to the chairman of the backbench committee, triggering a confidence vote. And Member of Parliament Andrew Bridgen said he was submitting his own letter of no confidence in Mrs. May to the committee. Now, the Prime Minister ordered her reshuffled cabinet to attend a second meeting at Newcastle as a way of uniting her ministers with Brexit talks due to enter a new critical phase. She's still pushing that Brexit plan that is just a total reconnection of Great Britain to Brussels. So she's trying to get that done and over with before she's kicked out of her job. Down in Australia, they have imposed new immigration rules, and it's had a positive result in that it is slashing migrant levels. And one of the immigration rules, and I think this is a good one, is the demand that the immigrants speak English, prove a stable work background. And it's bringing in immigration levels to well below the government set target, and it's bringing in a better class of immigrant. Now, the other day we were talking about how Iraqi rejected asylum seekers are being returned to Iraq. Iraq's not taking them. Well, again, migration, we're not getting the best people. Iraq doesn't want them back. Meanwhile, Trump has slashed refugee resettlement to the U.S. by 66% since the Obama administration. So it's starting to slow down here as well. That's a good sign. Over in Italy, because of their earlier totally open borders, they have had a gang problem show up. It's called the Black Axe. It's a Nigerian gang in Italy. These people are so violent. Even the Sicilian mafia has been forced to make a deal with them. And if you know anything about the Sicilian mafia, those are bad people. And so the Nigerian gangsters are challenging the Italian mafia in its home turf of Sicily. And the reason this gang appeared was decades of migration, where these gangsters slip into Italy illegally, along with millions of Africans looking to better their lives. Nobody's doing any vetting. So you're getting Black Axe in Italy, you're getting MS-13 here in the United States of America, and it's all for this dream of a one world government, a new world order here. Alrighty, now over in California, there is a mayor who has come up with a way to fight violent crime. He's going to pay the violent criminals $1,000 per month. So they won't get into trouble. He's basically saying, as long as you stay out of trouble, you're going to get $1,000 a month. I think that's counterproductive. doesn't guarantee they won't be committing crimes. They'll just work that much harder not to get caught. But that's a surrender. That's a surrender. It's basically saying the police aren't working, immigration isn't working, the country is really falling apart. Now, over at Ivanka and Jared's place in Washington, D.C., the neighbors got together. These are very wealthy, comfortable people. And they're out there outside the home. Tell daddy enough. Tell daddy enough. Screaming about the Trump administration's failure to reunite separated migrant families. They've got a cause. They've got a cause. We've got a cause we can scream about. Except that all of the eligible youngest children and families have been reunited. The big wrinkle is the DNA tests are showing that a lot of these kids are not, in fact, children of the adults claiming to be their parents. And you don't want to give the children back to these adults because they could be child abusers, kidnappers, murderers. You don't really know. All you know is they are not really the parents of these children. We talked about this briefly yesterday. And it looks like the misuse of children by the illegal immigrants is a far worse problem than anybody suspected, because it was just assumed these kids coming in with these adults were their children. And now we're finding out, no. Nearly half of the kids younger than five taken at the border turned out not to be the children of the adults they were with. So how big is the problem in this country? How many illegal immigrants are there? Well, according to this story that came out of the Week, the estimate is now 11 million illegal immigrants in this country living off of the social safety net, taking jobs that should go to legal American citizens, committing crimes, and of course, voting Democratic. 11 million Democratic voters is enough to steal an election. It was estimated that 3 million illegal immigrants voted in 2016. Now it's up to 11. And we still have 2.5 years to go. All right. If you've been watching the news or reading the news, you've probably noticed a very strange situation where the words populism and nationalism are being said like they're dirty words. Ooh, populism, nationalism. Ooh, bad stuff, bad stuff. And political parties and governments, which are deemed to be illegitimate, are invariably labeled with the prefix populist. Trump's regime is populist. Italy's new government is populist. It's a way of implying that they're illegitimate. They are legitimate government, but the message is going on out. Any government that is working to secure its borders, to take care of its own people, to prioritize its own people first and foremost, is somehow undesirable in the new order of things. And certainly for the globalists and George Soros, that's exactly what is going on here. They're trying to demonize this idea of love of one's country. It's kind of funny for Peter Strzok to sit up there in front of the Congress and say that his hatred of Trump was an expression of patriotism, when patriotism itself has become a dirty word to the globalists. You shouldn't be patriotic. You should be globalist. You should be wide thinking. Okay, so let's talk about some political correctness, because it is getting a little bit silly. Apparently, FIFA's head of sustainability and diversity, Federico Arici, has urged broadcasters for these last few games of the World Cup to show less cutaways of beautiful women in the stands, because we have to tackle sexism in football. I don't know about you. I like looking at beautiful women. I look at Claire all the time. But I mean, that's how silly and picky it's becoming. You can't look at the beautiful women. You can't look at the handsome men. What are you supposed to look at? Just look at somebody who's kind of like liberal. Nike, famous for the swoosh mark on its shoes, is the first major brand to come out selling a hijab for women. I'm surprised nobody is screaming about cultural appropriation on that one. But yeah, it's out there. Now, social media is up in arms when police were called on an 11-year-old boy delivering newspapers in Columbus, Ohio. And the 11-year-old boy was black. His mother encouraged him to get the paper route to earn additional money for his hobbies. And he went on out delivering the newspapers, realized some had been misdelivered, and went back to pick them up off the sidewalk. And somebody called the cops, and basically the mother is saying the cops profiled her 11-year-old son for delivering newspapers. Amazing here. Now, back on July 4th, this is just now coming on out, where apparently Chicago cops were caught on video taunting black residents. And a video posted to Facebook has sparked an investigation into the cops' actions. And he was basically shouting at them, taunting at them, saying, "I kill," and I can't use the word that he used because of the FCC. But apparently, Chicago added more than 1,500 officers to their regular patrol for the holiday on July 4th when the video was shot. Now, there's something that you may not know about police departments. Because of the changing needs of manpower, many police departments have part-timers or reserve police officers. People who've been through the police training, but they go on to another job, but they're still available to be called back in case of an emergency. And I know because when I was in high school, one of my teachers was a reserve police officer. And I remember there were 2 days when class got canceled because he was called and had to put on his uniform. And I remember one time when I was out with my friends and we saw him in his uniform. Boy, talk about a shock. Talk about being out of context. All right. Here's another story. Over in Pennsylvania, state troopers are in a bit of trouble. They were out there in the woods trying to find a marijuana patch, which they did find. Then they saw two people in a car who they assumed were connected to the marijuana patch. Now, one of them got out and surrendered to the cops. The other one took off, ran into the woods, at which point some brilliant individual got the idea of taking the bulldozer they had brought to destroy the marijuana patch and use it to basically chase down the suspect. And because of the density of the brush, he couldn't get out of the way. They ran over him and killed him. Now, this guy was unarmed, did not present a threat to the police, and they ran him over with a bulldozer. As you know, the gun grabbers have launched a campaign to try and undermine the idea that Americans are able to or should be able to defend themselves against crime. Now, we know the actual statistics. It's something like every year, 1.6 million crimes are thwarted in progress by American citizens with legally owned firearms. And I know I'm one of them. I went through that many years ago in North Hollywood. But they're trying to basically say it's a myth. There is no set. The police solve all the crime. The police get all the crime. It's a myth that Americans defend themselves from crime. Well, there have been three counterexamples from this last week. And you've heard of them, but we're going to recap them again here for the benefit of all the gun grabbers who are dedicated to us being weak and helpless people in our own homes. Miranda Schaefer was the lady who saved her coworker who was physically attacked by a customer at the George Webb restaurant in Milwaukee. And they were working, and this customer came on in and just physically attacked him. And Miranda pulled out the gun and drove him off. Then there was a woman in Jefferson County, Alabama, who defended herself against her estranged husband last week when he broke into the house and tried to assault her. And we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And finishing up the story about women who defend themselves with guns, we have that story down in Dallas, Texas, where this mother went to the gas station, was paying for the gas, and a carjacker grabbed her car with her 2 kids inside. She was able to get back in on the passenger side, told him to stop. He wouldn't, so she shot him. All right, we're going to go to the phones now. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That's a pretty good example of protecting yourself with a gun. I just wanted to comment on the last few topics you're talking about. $1,000 to stop being a violent criminal, I suppose that in order to qualify for that, you would have to first become a violent criminal. So if I applied for it, they'd be like, sorry, you're not violent enough. So I guess that's creating an
all right, well, I'll go
me.
On out and I'll you know, knock over a trash can or something.
Yeah. So it's actually, if you think of it, it's recruiting violent criminals, literally with a financial incentive. Hey, you
yeah,
know,
it is.
When you're playing Monopoly, it's been a while, but you know how it goes at the end of a game of Monopoly, what it looks like. Now, it would be no fun if you had to, the next time you played Monopoly, you had to carry on where you left off last time. That would be no fun at all. It would just be one person, you know, just with everything, and everyone else with nothing. But that's actually
you can't carry on from that. You have to restart the game. You'd have to have basically a jubilee is what happens when you play a new game of Monopoly. It's a jubilee. Everything is leveled out again.
Yeah, because nobody would want to play it because it would be completely miserable having one tyrant that's just dictating everything and owns everything, and the rest of us just like. Late and oh, for you know, maybe going straight to jail and don't pass go even. So that's where we're at. Is like a game of Monopoly that will never end. And about your,
I see your
story
point.
About yeah, it's a nice visual, isn't it? It sums the whole thing up in one visual.
Yeah, it really does.
Regarding your story just now about the. Children that are not DNA matching their supposed parents, it basically looks like, and I'm not joking, seriously, it looks like it's kind of like a kidnap a child visa program, basically. Like that, I think that's actually what's happening. It's they know that they have a much, much higher chance of sympathy in getting into U.S., if they have a child, I think they're actually kidnapping
these
children.
That's part of it. Some of these kids are being used as drug mules. But the real concern here, at least ought to be, how many of these kids are being made available for trafficking? How many are being sold to pedophiles? We now know it's a major problem in this country. It's a major sickness in this country. And, you know, there always needs to be a new supply of young kiddies.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay, and
the last thing,
yeah,
about your hijab or hijab, if they were meant to.
Oh, and Mateus, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away. We got to take our break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.